Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me on my second official podcast. My first podcast was actually recording from my Facebook Live video, and I decided it's much more important to give you my full energy, so I wanted to do this exclusive podcast. So here we are. Tonight I want to talk about finding more confidence. Confidence is so crucial in our personal development and in our futures, and we don't talk about it enough because we're afraid of how people are going to perceive it and think that it's based in arrogance and ego, and truthfully, it's not. So what is confidence? Confidence is defined as a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities and qualities. It shouldn't be confused with being egotistical or arrogant. Confidence is healthy and needed to find true happiness and success. Just as the quotes in the Facebook memes say, confidence is quiet, arrogance is loud. So there's a few examples I'd like to give about how confidence is defined within relationships and within people. And I'm sure that you can identify with at least a few of these. Number one, confident people have integrity. They do what's right even if others are going to criticize. Those that lack confidence base their behavior and decisions on what other people think. Confidence means being able to take risks and go that extra mile to achieve better things. Not having confidence keeps people in comfort zones and afraid of failure. The confident admit their mistakes and they learn from them. The unassured work hard to cover up their mistakes and try to fix things before anyone notices. Confidence means accepting compliments graciously, such as, "Thanks. I really worked hard on this project, and I'm grateful that you recognized my efforts." Having a lack of confidence leads to deflecting compliments, such as, "This project was nothing really. Anyone could have done it." Those self-deflating comments are damaging our self-esteem, and they're damaging our chance to grow our confidence. And we have to stop sweeping those things under the rug. There are so many ways to identify issues and work through lack of confidence and build your purpose. And today I heard a study done that really inspired me to change the direction of this message. Pastor, author, and sociologist Tony Campolo did a study of 50 people, ages 95 and above. Talk about years of wisdom, huh? He simply asked them, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently? The most powerful and pervasive answers were they would have reflected more and risked more. The truth is that self-reflection and taking risks are the biggest underlying factors of self-confidence. And this is what I want to help you with right now. So let's talk about self-reflection first and see where confidence really is coming from. Too often we look to others to find confidence, but it's time to find that strength inside ourselves. People believe us when we speak with conviction, passion, emotion, and purpose. People believe us when we stand tall and make eye contact and appear at the top of our game. So what makes you do this? What are you an expert at? What are you speaking about when you exude confidence? How is your posture? Eye contact, tone of voice, that energy and excitement is a wonderful thing, and that feeling is a reflection of purpose. So let's reflect. How can you tap into your personal confidence? How can you understand your passions better? Number one, know your values and live them. We all have different values that fall directly in line with our purpose. So what are yours? Honesty, love, respect, equality, strength. What resonates with you? What are you passionate about? How do you share it with the world? Identify these values, trust the journey, and live them out loud. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. And your purpose is rooted in your values. Number two, adopt the why me, why not me mindset. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson made this phrase relevant to us as his success flourished, and it's a wonderful lesson in accepting what you desire and understand how to turn your passion into success. If you didn't know, Russell was a multi-sport athlete in high school, and after high school, without going to college, he had a $1 million contract on the table from the Baltimore Orioles to play baseball. He hesitated because he really wanted to be a quarterback in the NFL, but he was small. Very successful quarterbacks were shorter than 6 feet, and Russell's 5'11". Growing up, his father always asked him, "Why not you?" So he took that to heart through his decision, and we all know the result. He's now a Super Bowl champion. So just as Russell took that "why not you" mindset and turned his dreams into reality, why not you? Why can't you ask yourself, why not me? Why can't you have the ultimate success? Why can't you accomplish your dreams? When you ask, why not me, you're opening yourself to possibility. And when your actions are rooted in your values, confidence flows. Number three, ask for help. Being confident doesn't mean that you have to do it by yourself. In fact, asking for help builds your confidence because it increases your support system. If you have a tough decision to make, is it easier to go about it on your own or talk it through with others that you respect and love? Confidence is knowing you need help to develop yourself and further your dreams, and having a support system and accountability is a huge part of it. Don't let ego and pride get in the way of asking for help. Everyone needs someone. So what about risking more? How does risking more lead to confidence? Why does living in a comfort zone keep you from living out loud? What causes more emotion in you, the excitement of success in something new, or the fear of failure? Lack of confidence leads to inaction. If that's the only thing that you take from this lesson, let that be it. Lack of confidence leads to inaction. If you don't have confidence, you don't do anything. You sit and you wait. There is no risk-taking when there is no confidence because we're terrified of failure. That's why we get stuck in dead-end jobs, stay in unhealthy relationships, and stop listening to our hearts. We exist instead of living. Is a fear of failure keeping you from your personal greatness? If the answer is yes, and I'm pretty sure we all can say yes to this, then how can you use that energy to your advantage? How can you build confidence by taking risks? Well, there's three steps again. Number one, allow yourself to fail, because you will. And it's okay to fail. Guys, we've all heard all the stories of Michael Jordan getting cut from his basketball high school team, and this person declaring bankruptcy four times before he was a business success. And we've heard all of those stories floating around, but we have become so numb to it because we hear it so much. But the truth is, failure breeds success because it builds strength. As you get stronger, that strength carries you to the next level of your life. Albert Einstein said, anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. Failure means effort. Effort means growth. And growth means confidence. Number two, start with small successes. I challenge you to keep track of every small success that you achieve. Write them down and celebrate them. We're so focused on the negative in our world that we don't take the time to notice all the greatness that we're doing. Take the time to write down your goals and all of your successes. Those of you that don't know me very well, I've lost over 125 pounds. And in losing that weight, nothing was instantaneous. And there's still work that needs to be done 7 years later. I'm still working every day, but I still celebrate my small successes. Whether I'm in the store and I don't buy a candy bar, and I turn down that extra dessert, or I get up early to do that meal prep, or I get to the gym even though I don't want to, and I reach a new plateau when I lift a heavier weight. All those small successes are leading to that great success. If I hadn't have had all those small successes, I wouldn't have lost 125 pounds. And at the age of 41, I wouldn't be in the best shape of my life. Celebrating those small successes builds momentum. And confidence is built on hundreds of small successes that are all sewn together. Number three, plan your success and your future. When you go on vacation, do you just wing it? Would you show up at the airport without tickets and an itinerary? Would you walk onto a cruise ship without tickets? Would you travel in a foreign country without reservations or maps? Of course not. So why do we live our lives like that? Your dreams and purpose need planning, and you deserve the joy that comes from achieving them. Prepare for it by writing down your goals and values. Guys, this is your roadmap. Take massive action and keep your heart and mind focused on your heart and values. Stepping into your future is as easy as stepping onto that plane if you have a plan. Embrace the journey, trust the process, and build your confidence through it all. We talked about some big things, but there are also some little things that we can do every day to boost our confidence. Be mindful of your posture. Stand tall, shoulders back, chin up, make eye contact. a fun little hint that I used to do and that I still do all the time is if I'm on the way to a meeting with a client or I'm on the way to work and I have to really feel, boost my confidence, I adjust the rearview mirror in the car so that I have to sit taller. Just that act of sitting taller and stretching your spine makes you feel more confident and puts you in a different state. Be mindful of your appearance and how you dress. If you look good, you feel good. If you don't know us Wheelermen personally, we take our cologne really seriously. So even before I jumped on this podcast, I washed my face and I splashed on some of my favorite cologne because it makes me feel confident. Again, it changes my state. Taking care of our bodies with proper nutrition, movement, and rest are essential in building confidence because a healthy body leads to healthy emotions, and the healthy emotions breeds confidence. And always remember the power of I am. How are you defining yourself? What are you telling yourself that you are? When I'm sitting quietly before a Taekwondo class, I'm telling myself I am a Taekwondo athlete. When I'm meeting with a client, I tell myself I am full of love and blessed to help others. I am whole. I am full of joy. I am blessed beyond measure. I am. And one final I am grateful. I'm grateful for all of you being in my life. I'm thankful for you taking the time to listen to this. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to share my heart and my love with you. Have a great time, a great day, and I will talk to you all soon.